the James Suckling Podcast. Wine ratings, reports, interviews, and more.
Hello, James. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Ça va bien?
Yeah, ça va très bien.
It's quite bien. Anyway, it's nice to see you, and I'm looking forward to tasting these wines with you. I've tasted a lot of 2019s, and then there's some very beautiful wines. Give me your opinion about 19. What's your thoughts about it?
Oh, 19 from the beginning was an exceptional vintage, and with the quality of Chateau Margaux. You know, just after 18, I think 18 was so impactful and on the quality of the on the style of the wines, and then we had 19 with the same summer, so same level of concentration, but with a small change compared to 18 was a rain between Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon that changed completely the style of the Cabernet Sauvignon, and the result is something much more in the style of what I imagine of the style of Chateau Margaux in 19 with a lot of charm, with a wine that is open, and we feel first the silkiness of the wine. We don't feel the level of concentration in 19. And so it's a reason that sometimes I say, okay, it's Chateau Margaux 19 and it's 18 Chateau Margaux. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In 19, I think we have a great expression. Again, from my point of view, a great expression of Chateau Margaux. And I'm very pleased with the aging in barrels. I have an impression of more concentration today than in primer, but still we have the charm of Chateau Margaux. Because it's even drinkable. I think it's wise.
Yeah. It's incredible. And what do you think though? There was definitely this rain in July, right? And what sort of effect did that have?
Oh, the rain, you know, we had 64 millimeters between June and September, so which is a very small amount of rain. So I think we had just maybe 15 millimeters. So it's
okay.
So of course it was good enough and big enough for the old vines. But it was in 19 for the young vines. It was very difficult, especially for the Merlot. It was a very difficult year. Very similar to 18. So I think what really changed the vintage is more the rain between the 21st and 27th of September. This gave to the Cabernet Sauvignon another breeze, I would say, something that allows the Cabernet Sauvignon to finish beautifully the ripening process, and without the level of concentration we had, without the dehydration. You know what I really don't like is the dehydration. Dehydration is impacts not only the concentration and reaching a too high level of sugar and so of alcohol, but also it changed the aromas.
Yes. And you know, well, after working in California, very well in Napa, where you get the pruno
yes, nose. Exactly. Yes. And when you have dehydration, when the berries start to be shriveled, then it's finished. You have a damage on the flavors, on the balance and the complexity of the berries. And so we didn't see that at all in 19 for the Cabernet Sauvignon. And this explains, I think, the freshness, because we have a high level of freshness in 19 compared to 18. And so in 18, we had to select the fresher wines to make the blend. In 19, no, it was, everything was much more in the style we are looking for.
Interesting. And so do you prefer the 19 or 18?
You know, we'll see. Maybe we will know in the future, because I like to drink mm-hmm. Chateau Margaux after 10 years. So, you know, I think we have the expression of the chateau. Yes, but better after 10 years. But today, if I had to choose, yes, I prefer 19. Yeah, probably you felt that when I told you that. 19 to me is more the expression, what I have in mind of what Chateau Margaux can offer. I think it's really, one of the best expressions we have ever made.
That's also, in general, a lot of, at least, let's say, top chateau, they say, oh, yeah, it's much more classic. And I can see that it's not as you know, it's not as chaleur, it's not as warm or sunny like the 18. But I love the 18s too. But, you know, some of the 19s are fabulous. And the right bank's really great too, really exciting. But I think there's still maybe the lesser chateau. It's very inconsistent, like with Omeda, Cru Bourgeois, Côte de Blaye, Côte de Bordeaux. You see inconsistency. I don't know if that was crop levels or if that's because of the rain and they were waiting. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. To my point of view at Chateau Margaux, I think 18 mm-hmm. was even more uneven, I would say, because of the difference between young vines and old vines was big, tremendous, compared to 19. 19 was a smoother vintage, again, thanks to the last rain in September. So I think it was the blend at Chateau Margaux was a little bit easier in 19. Didn't see a big difference between wines. So maybe it's not the case for the region, but for the estate, yes, 19 was better, I think, and more homogeneous. Yeah.
Because I actually asked Julien at Roland, at his, you know, the laboratoire de Michel Roland, and he was saying that the Grand Terroir was able to maintain some of the water better, particularly in the middle of the summer.
It's a great terroir is usually because we have a consistent nutrient feeding and water feeding for the vines. So it's and also linked to the age of the vines. Of course, the age. In vintages like 18 and 19, the age of the vines is so important. It's essential to explain the quality. So if you have young vines, of course, the quality of the vintage will be very affected by the drought. And then you also, depending on the soil, you know, of course, you have some soils very sandy with gravels and you don't have any clay underground. Yeah. And of course, we know that also in the great blocks, we have at 2 meters, you know, we have a layer of clay that allows.
That's what he was. Yeah, exactly. And how about in the winemaking? Was it pretty straightforward then? Because the quality of the grapes was so beautiful. There was, you know, you weren't too worried about extracting too much or.
Yeah, but you know, after 18, we were very cautious with the extraction and especially with the Merlot, because the Merlot 19 were very similar to the Merlot 18, because we picked the Merlot before the rain in September. So it was very similar. And so we were very cautious. And I think, and I'm sure that we were better at the winemaking in 19, because we were prepared to the style of the berries, very small berries, very concentrated, especially for the Merlot. So I think we decided to lower the level of extraction, lower the temperature, and we were very careful, you know, in the process. So then for the Cabernet Sauvignon, yes, it was easier because the alcohol was a little bit lower and the berries were a little bit bigger. And so it was much easier to control the extraction in the 19 for the Cabernet Sauvignon compared to the 18. And also it's probably one of the reason that 19 is a little bit, to me, more balanced and the blends were, yes, a little bit easier to make, to decide, because we had more very good wines in 19.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's interesting. I was going to ask you that anyways. So actually, it was harder. It was, there was higher quality wine and less went into Pavillon Rouge then.
Yes. Yes. Even if, you know, we have a very high level of selection. So,
yeah,
so sometimes, you know, it's just, we are talking about 1%, you know, it's not a big change.
Yeah.
But it's true that we had, yes, a little bit more. And I think that even the third wine, I think, has a better balance. I'm sure.
Yeah.
In 19, you know, that because we see the quality of the vintage very often in the lesser quality wines. Because when you have a high level of selection, of course, you can, hide a little bit the defect of the vintage, you know. So maybe because, of course, in 18, for example, we selected only the freshest wines, and so when we test Chateau Margaux 18, it is fresh, but it is fresh because we selected in this direction.
Yeah.
So, but if you taste the third wine that is obviously less selected than the first and the second, then you see much more the effect of the vintage. And
very
if you compare. See, if you compare the third one in 18 and 19, so yes, you will see the big effect of the drought of and the heat in 18, and you see much less effect in the 19. So you have a more classic style in 19.
Is there a vintage that you or Corinne compare the 19 to?
Yeah. It's very difficult to find another one because, you know, for six, 7 years, we have a level of concentration that is much above all of the last vintages, you know, in the 80s, 90s or 2000 years. So it's difficult to compare because we have this level of concentration. And then, yes, the feeling itself. Yes, of course, the charm, you know, I remember the charm of 90, for example, or 96. I think, but still, it's not the same wine. It's not.
No, of course.
So it cannot be compared, really. So.
But I like what you said, because what's a really good way to say it is like the feeling. It, of course, I've tasted a few Right Bank wines and I'm like, a lot, but some of the top ones like Trotte Noir or Ozone, I go, oh, this reminds me of 1982. But of course, the yields were double, people weren't making the wines as exact, you know, it's a completely different world. But I like, that's the way to say it. Yeah, but the feeling, because we can remember what it tasted like when they were just fresh, new wines, you have that feeling. And also 90s were like that too, you're right, where you could taste it and you could almost drink it then. It wasn't aggressive.
Absolutely. yes exactly. So I don't I was not here in 82, but I remember some people in Primeur said that it's it can be similar to 82 as a feeling, of course, but the impression. And you're right, I think it was in 19 is so easy to drink, you know, even now.
Yeah,
I think it's really a wine that will give a lot of pleasure. And so, yes, 82, 19, you know, and then more, closer, maybe 15 can be a little bit, probably.
Yeah, I was thinking that 15 is like that too.
Because we have the 15, the opulence, the charm, it's still the concentration. So 19 is probably... quite similar to 15.
Okay, let's taste the Grand Vin now. It really has this aroma of crushed stones, like, you know, the soil of Margaux, that mixture of stone and it's the topsoil.
You know, it's when sometimes we use minerality for the wines, which is very difficult to understand, maybe minerality. But I agree that to me, minerality means for me something very fresh, something like yeah. a stone, you know, very pure as well. You know, it's something that it's very, very, very deep as well.
It's really quite, it's very structured, Margot.
Yeah.
But it has balance at the same time. And you have this line of tannins that just run through the center of the wine, but really fine and intense tannins.
Yeah, and now we understand why we made a selection between Chateau Margaux and Pavillon Rouge, because we have this, yeah. The quality, the finesse of the tannins.
Yeah.
Much better, but yeah, these tannins are so integrated in the wine that we, yeah, it's really like silk to me. It's really something very dense, very strong, but at the same time, so soft and light, you know, because of the freshness,
exactly.
the aromas. It's very floral and compared to Pavillon Rouge.
Yeah. And then it tightens up at the finish. Like you can drink it, but it's only because it's a little bit reserved.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure if you decanted it for 3 hours, then it'll just expand.
Absolutely.
Right? Have you done that?
Yes. It's really, it's a reason that I can say that this wine is drinkable. But yes, you have to decant and to wait a few hours. Yeah, but then you will see the nose. You know, we still have the effect of the bottling that was took place in July. And I'm sure that the wine, even in a few months, will be even better. But still, yes, I hope that the wine will not, will not close.
Close up, yeah. The 2015s didn't, they never closed up.
No.
They're always so good.
Absolutely. So I hope, I think that this one will be similar to 2015 and not like, 86 or even 95 or, or 2010 or, you know, that are a little bit more austere at the beginning. No, I think this wine is so charming and I'm pretty sure that the wine will always, even if we have to decant at the beginning, but still the wine will be with a open and with a lot of charm all the time. Like 96, like 19, like 15 or 09 as well. You know, 2009 is also a vintage, quite opulent and open and with a lot of charm.
Do you have your white as well?
You have it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I saw it.
A glass of 19, the white.
Yeah, yep, I have it too. Okay. Was this the first vintage that was in the dark bottle? I can't remember.
No, it's a 17.
Oh, 17. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we changed.
Oh, interesting.
We changed the bottle and the cork in 17. So it's also a different that. So if you just open the bottle, I think it's also a wine that needs to be decanted. Because especially with the Diam bottle, as a Diam cork, you know, we have more reduction than we had before. And so the wine is open after, a few minutes, you know, it's just to remove, a hint of reduction we have just at the beginning.
If you serve that, I mean, it has some Sauvignon character, but it almost tastes like Pouligny. It has this really mineral.
I like this comparison, you know.
Yeah.
But I agree, it's, it's exactly what we want to achieve is to have a ripe Sauvignon Blanc. So we have on the flavors, we have the complexity, and but then on the palate, it's a lot of tension with the same low pH. So even with heat and drought, we are able to produce a very acidic wine with the fat needed, of course, for Pavillon Blanc, but still the finish is very fresh. And this tension from the beginning is very important to give the style of Pavillon Blanc.
Do you do different trees then? How does it work? You're picking different, like, do you pick some much earlier than the other, and then it's that combination, or you try to pick the grapes at the perfect time?
So today the yield is very low, and so it's very, very consistent. So we have different blocks planted with different ages, and so of course we pick separate the blocks, because we have some planted in 70s and some others in 80s, and then we have the best part that is close to the road, and then another part that's a little bit later in a ripening. And so of course we don't pick everything in the same day.
Yeah.
But when we decide one block, yes, we pick everything, because the yield is around 20, between 20 and 25 hectoliters per hectare.
Small.
So which is very low. And when the yield is so low, so then it's very homogeneous, And so we don't need, and today we don't want we are not looking for the more concentrated, the ripest grapes possible. That, as we did, in the 90s and 2000 years. But we changed that. Remember that in the 2000 years, we produced some Pavillon Blanc, very opulent, very alcoholic, very impressive, still very good now, but it's not, we changed the style. And today, so we pick much earlier, and so and we pick at once block by block.
It's really has a lot of tension. Okay, all right. Listen, yes. Great to catch up. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, hopefully see you soon.
Here. Absolutely, okay. Mon ami. Merci. Compliment pour le vin. Merci.
Hey.